You know, I'm a firm believer in it really doesn't make too much difference how long I stand up here today. Whether I stand up here for 15 minutes or for several hours, what matters is what you can get out of it. I suppose the song that was just sung is is my thoughts today. They are my thoughts today in a nutshell. I'm here to stand to tell you that Jesus Christ is willing and He is able to fill your cup. We have here recorded in the words of Matthew some words that our Master spoke, that I suppose they have been quoted as much as anything that's ever been written, and they mean as much to you and to me as any verse of Scripture that is written. And they're found in the 11th chapter of Matthew, beginning with the 28th verse. "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." And the Apostle Paul, he recorded in Hebrews, the 13th chapter and the 8th verse, he said, "Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever." I suppose that my thoughts are this. You know, if you have come in contact with the gospel of Jesus Christ, and if you have partaken to some extent of the tree of life and happiness that can be given to you, and yet you feel that your cup is not full, then I would have to say that the gospel of Christ has not had its full effect upon you at this time. And we have to apply the gospel, and we have to apply the power of Jesus Christ that is within Him, that was given Him by His Father, that He is willing to give to us. Now, you know, this power, so oftentimes we think of it in a worldly way, I suppose. I wouldn't mean to say that gifts and blessings and healings are worldly, but you know, the world thinks in that way, and the people who have not come to know the wisdom of God, they think that the physical part of life is to a great extent all that there is to live for. And yet I can find here, and I hope to bring to you today, a different kind of life that our Master was trying to bring to us, a different kind of life that is not something that you have to wait to receive. It is something that you can attain this day and this very hour. I'd like to read now from the Book of Mormon on page 86. Just one verse. You can go back and read the rest of it if you want to at some later time, but just one verse, the 115th verse. This is something that it goes like this. It says, "Adam fell that men might be, and men are, that they might have joy." And here he doesn't put any stipulation on when they're supposed to attain that joy. He just says that they are, that they might have joy. So I'd like you to center upon that today, and to have you think about your joy and your happiness and your hopes in this gospel. And to think, to ponder in your mind just how effective the gospel of Christ has been in your life. You know, if we have to rely upon coming here for our spiritual edification, well, it's a good thing. I would have to say it's a good thing. But if here is the only place that we have our spiritual edification, and if our reunions is the only time that we're revived, then the gospel is not effective to you or to me if I am that way. But you know, we have to be able to call upon God's Spirit, to ask Him to bless us, to touch us, to lift us up at any time that we stand in need. Now, there is no physical thing in this world that can stand in the way of God's blessings. You know, the Apostle Paul, he wrote something else down. You know, he told us he talked about the fruit of the Spirit. I'd like to read what the fruit of the Spirit is. And this is the Spirit of God. The Spirit that each one of us who have come into this gospel through the waters of baptism should have. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Now, this has many applications, but today I'd like to apply perhaps maybe, well, I guess I'd have to apply every one of those fruits of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, faith. I like to read another scripture before I go on. As, you know, if you remember, the man who had the palsy, and he was laying on his bed. And this man desired to come before Christ, and his brethren, I suppose, brought him, and they lowered him down through the roof because there were so many people around him. And if you remember, he quoted there, or the Lord told him, he said, "Man, thy sins are forgiven me." And this man, I have no doubt that he felt sometimes the way I do and sometimes the way you do from time to time. Maybe we feel that we aren't worthy to receive the blessings that he has. Maybe he felt some way, something like the way John the Baptist felt when he said, "I'm not worthy to even loosen the shoelaces from his feet." And perhaps he felt that way when perhaps he had heard him speak before. Perhaps he had, when he came and was lowered in front of our Master, perhaps he felt the goodness radiate from him. Perhaps he felt that he was not worthy to receive his blessings. But you know, our Master, his infinite goodness, I believe he showed us here something that's very, very important. I believe he healed that man spiritually. When he said, "Man, thy sins are forgiven thee," I believe he healed him, and I believe that very possibly he was happy without the physical blessing that he came to receive. But as the story goes on, the Lord told them to show you that he has power to forgive sins on earth. He told the man to rise and take up his bed and go home, and the man immediately did so. But you know, sometimes we wait upon God's blessings. We feel that we have to have God's physical blessings to continue on, to be strong. We feel we have to have His blessings or He just isn't blessing us. The physical blessings of life, you know. And this morning, and last night, I began thinking and my son was asleep. And my wife went in and picked him up and brought him in, and it was very quiet, and they sat down on the couch and I was studying, and he was asleep and he began to wake up a little bit. My wife reached over and kissed him, and he kind of woke up a little more, and he just began to open up his eyes a little wider and look around, and he was very peaceful and he had a sigh. And I couldn't help but think at that moment of how in many, now not just a few, but in many places in the world, maybe even in most places in the world, if some of the things we're told are true and some of the things we see on television, most places in the world, that child, if he had been born somewhere else, He might have woken up not to a smiling face and a tender touch, but he might have woken up to perhaps maybe a gunshot. Perhaps he may have woken up because he was starving to death. But for some reason, God has chosen us to live in this land and to have the abundance of life all around us continually. And to me, for that moment, it was enough. It was enough to think that God had given me those physical blessings. And yet I couldn't help but think of the times that I have heard when my friends and my family and my relatives from all over, how they had been blessed time after time with spiritual blessings. Now, I'd just like to tell you, you know, if you want the physical blessings in life more than you want the spiritual blessings in life, you're amiss. You're amiss greatly. And you can, with the Spirit of God, because we're told, Christ told us, He said, the time is coming when you shall not worship in Jerusalem or in this place or in this mountain, but those who worship God will worship Him in spirit, for He is a spirit. And I believe the word that He used, or the word that was recorded through the King James Version of the Bible, was must, that you must worship Him in spirit. And you know, I looked up that word. I knew what it meant. I looked up must, and the words that they had there for synonyms and the definition of the word, I believe they said obliged. So I looked up obliged. And obliged was to constrain, to force, spiritually, physically, in any manner. Christ said, you must worship Him in spirit. I thought that, you know, I'm a person. I make a lot of mistakes, and I open my mouth a lot of times, and I shouldn't open my mouth. And I have to come to God at many times and tell Him, well, you know, I did it again. I botched up another one. And I have to come and tell Him and lay myself at His feet at nighttime or in the morning or in the middle of the day, at whatever time or wherever I'm at. And I have to place my circumstance in His hand because I blew it again. I blew it again. And you know, I couldn't. And that's exactly, I guess, what I'm trying to tell you today, is that it's very easy for us to mess things up, to say things we shouldn't, to believe things we shouldn't, to become distressed when we shouldn't, to become downtrodden when we shouldn't, because there's no circumstance that God cannot help us in. And there's no circumstance even facing death, ours or someone else's, someone close to us, or any circumstance in life, no matter how busy we get. And I know I'm very busy. I'm a very busy person. I know each one of you are. I know you have a lot to do. You have a lot of cares in this life to take care of. But there's no circumstance that you cannot be blessed in spiritually. There's nothing where God cannot lift the burden in your life. There's no instance where He cannot strengthen you, where He cannot comfort you, where He cannot give you the strength to continue on. And you can face anything if you just rely upon that Spirit, if you rely upon that living water. So, I suppose, in essence, that's just exactly what I'm trying to tell you, is that we have to learn obedience, as Christ learned obedience, through the things that He suffered. But, you know, I don't believe for one minute that the gospel of Jesus Christ teaches us that we have to suffer. You know, I believe that Christ suffered once for all. And when He suffered the pains of all of us, that when He was in the garden and when He sweat great drops of blood, that each one of you were perhaps one of those drops of blood, that each one of you were perhaps maybe one of the thorns in His crown, or maybe perhaps the spear in His side, that He suffered for you. But I believe He has given something better for us, that even in our long suffering, we have the Spirit to guide us, to give us power, to be able to apply that power and that Spirit in our lives. There are a lot of decisions that we're going to have to make, a lot of decisions perhaps maybe you're trying to make. And you know, I don't think for a minute that we can't acknowledge our weaknesses, we can't acknowledge our misunderstandings with one another, we can't acknowledge our nothingness and before Him and before others, and that we can't have our own time in the garden alone in Gethsemane, when we have to pray until we receive the blessing, until God sends His angels to bless us and to comfort us, or His Spirit. You know, I feel, you know, because I'm human, and because if you were to take a knife, you could cut me and I would bleed. If you were to take a stick, well, you could probably knock me down with a stick and I might be able to knock you down with it, because I'm human and because you're human. But I, like Paul, I know who in whom I have believed, and that He is able to keep that which I have committed against the day. So you know, life isn't going to get any easier, and the world isn't going to change around you one bit. Not one whit. The burdens are going to continue to mount, and time will get shorter, and your life will get shorter, and you get older. It's not going to change one bit. The Lord told us that before, He was talking to His disciples before He left, before He was crucified, in the upper room, in the garden, He was talking to them. He said, "My peace I leave you. Not the peace that the world gives. Not the peace that the world gives." Now, the peace that the world gives, I suppose, would be financial success, would be a stable job, would be lots of leisure time, good health, good insurance, new car every year. I suppose maybe that would be the peace that the world has to give. But God does not give that kind of peace, even though He blesses us in abundance. He blesses the poor as well as the rich. He blesses them with the peace that He gives, the living water. That if you will drink, as we heard in that beautiful song, if you will drink, you will never thirst. And the well never runs dry. And it's always something that you can rely upon, that you can stand upon, that you can feel sure, something that you can get a hold of, you know. If you have not had that experience, that personal experience, you know, like our brothers the Baptists, they... And Pentecostal movements and these people, they say you have to have a personal experience with Jesus Christ. And they're absolutely right. You have to have a personal experience with the Spirit of God and with Jesus Christ. And it's the only thing that will keep you, from becoming discouraged. It's the only thing that will keep you from sinning. It's the only thing that will give you the power to overcome in this life, is a personal experience. If you have not had that personal experience, then I would urge you to pray with all the energy of your soul that you might attain and have that personal experience, that you know that is real, that you know that you can have it. And I believe, you know, we have to wait sometimes for physical blessings. We have to wait for God to unfold His works in our life. But I do not believe you have to wait for the spiritual blessings in life. I do not believe you have to wait for God to give you faith, to give you strength, to give you comfort, to give you just enough strength to keep going. I don't believe you have to wait for that one bit. It's something you can have today. find a scripture here. This is found in St. John, the 14th chapter, beginning with the 23rd verse. Jesus answered and said unto them, If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him. This is found in St. John, the 14th chapter, beginning with the 23rd verse. Jesus answered and said unto them, If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You know, I know that that there are many circumstances in life that we have to bear up under. And many times in life when we have to endure things, and they stay with us until they're gone, until God sees fit that they're gone. But there are many things that... Let me read a scripture here. This is found in Romans, the 8th chapter, beginning the 24th verse. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for it? In other words, you know, if you see something, well, you don't hope for it because it's there. You have no hope. You know it's there. But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is in the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. You know, I believe God has a purpose in our life. I believe he has a purpose in my life. I believe that that he allows many things to happen to me, and he allows many things to happen to you that they don't make you happy. But you have to learn, that the world around you isn't the peace that God's going to give. You have to learn that it's not what you can stand on. Until you can learn that, you'll never really find too much peace in this life. I'd like to read something else here. You know, God has a very personal relationship with us. And as he taught his disciples toward the end of his life, You told him something here, and you know, sometimes we feel, perhaps we feel a little alienated from God, and we feel as though we are servants, which we are. But God has a much more personal relationship, I believe, with Him. And something that we can have every moment of the day. And here, Christ said in the 14th verse, the 15th chapter of St. John, "Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you no more, I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you." And everything that he did, and that was recorded for us to read in these last days, in the Bible and the Book of Mormon, we have before us. And we are, and we should feel, that we are not servants, but we are friends. And that we have someone that we can tell our weaknesses to, and someone we can admit our faults and our troubles, and someone that we can cry when we need to cry, someone we can cry to. You know, I made it a practice, and I don't know where I got the idea exactly, but I just always felt that if you continue praying for something, that he answers you almost immediately in some way. And I have tried in my short lifetime, upon several occasions, I have put that into practice. And I'd like to testify to you that it is the absolute truth that if you will pray, believing you're going to receive, and if you're going to pray not giving up, knowing that you're going to receive something, and if you'll pray until you receive it. You know, the manner which I'm talking about is if you are home and you're alone and you're in your closet, like the scriptures tell us to be alone, if you kneel down, and there are places in the scriptures that tell us where men and women have done this, where they have just gone before God and they stayed there until they got their answer. But if you'll go and if you'll stay there, you'll get your answer. You'll get an answer. You will get something that will speak peace to your heart and to your mind. And perhaps you won't know exactly how he's going to answer the prayer. But every time that I have done that, he has answered me. I have been at times in my life when I was so distressed, or I felt I was distressed, and I'm sure that my distresses aren't perhaps as rough as yours are. But the times when I have been distressed, when I have gone and stayed there, pretty soon, you know, I never had to wait too long, but pretty soon I have had this feeling that it was going to be all right. That somehow he's going to help me, and sometimes, through the still small voice, I've been given my answer, just outright, to the still small voice. And God has forgiven me of the sins that I have committed. And I believe we're all forgiven when we come to God and ask for forgiveness, and then we have it in mind to stay there and to stay with Him and to try. I believe those are the people that are forgiven. The ones perhaps who come and want to be forgiven and go off again and do the same thing and come back and want to be forgiven and go off and do the same thing, I'm not sure that they're permanently forgiven. I'm not sure. And yet I don't know all the judgments of God, but I know someone who tries, who honestly tries, should live through this life with great anticipation, should live through this life with great hope, with great belief and confidence in their everyday and every step that they take, no matter what their condition is. They should have a smile upon their face and a good conversation. But they also, the scriptures also tell us that when you sin that you have despair. As we heard it last week, there was a sermon preached up here, and he quoted a scripture about how sin, or despair, cometh because of sin. But I would invite you to ask God for your forgiveness. Just like the man did when he was let down in front of Christ, and how he came there, I'm sure, for a physical blessing. And he probably felt unworthy. And yet God touched him, and Christ told him he was forgiven. And I'm not so sure that maybe he would have stopped there. I'm not sure that maybe he just might have stopped there if it hadn't been for the unbelief of those around him. But you know, we have to realize that the spiritual blessings are the ones that are important, the ones that make us happy. I know it seems as though I'm repeating myself, but I can't help but feel that sometimes we need to have it told to us over and over and over again. The Scriptures tell us to seek first the kingdom of heaven, and everything else will be added unto us. So, you know, Paul was a man who had an affliction of some kind, and he had many afflictions, and he was eventually killed for his belief and for his faith. And Peter was the same way, and all of the apostles were the same way, except one that we have a record of, who lived at the time of Christ and in the land over there. And many prophets of old were killed and were beaten and were slain, and yet they had something that just drove them on, something that gave them hope. Like Paul, who said, "I know in whom I have believed." I'd like to read another scripture from Hebrews here before I quit. Hebrews is a book written by Paul that was a letter, but it was a book to us. It's a book, and to him it was a letter that he wrote to the Hebrews. And in that book, he wrote about Christ and about his divinity and about his calling and about his ministry. But here I'd like to read something he said about Christ. I'd like to read the 8th verse of the 5th chapter. And he's talking about Christ. As though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. And you know, I believe, since Christ was the example, that we have to learn obedience. And sometimes we go through trials to learn that obedience, to learn that God will bless us, to learn God will bring us through it. And if we remain faithful to him, I don't know exactly the formula, but I know that when you go through trials and when you remain faithful, you learn obedience, you learn to have faith, you learn to have strength. And in this life, Christ told us, in this life we'll have trouble. In the world we'll have trouble. But he said, "Be not fearful," I believe is the word, "for I have overcome the world." So with that, I'd like to close. And I hope that perhaps you have gained something that you can use today, that you can use from now on. I hope there's something that perhaps you've been reminded of that you might be able to put into practice in your life. Christ also said, he made a statement. Maybe I'd just like to read it. Very quick, it's only about 3 verses. And I found it in 3rd Nephi. It's also in the Bible. In 6th chapter. But I think it's something we cannot forget. "Ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For every man that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth. To him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, who if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he shall ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, who is in heaven, give good gifts to them that ask him?" I hope that you find what you need in life. I hope that you find what you need in this gospel of Jesus Christ. I hope that you take it seriously. I hope that you aren't going through the motions, and I hope that you'll grasp a hold of that Spirit, of that living water, that you'll worship God in spirit, that you might be happy every day of your life, that you might have hope every day of your life, and faith every day of your life through His Spirit. Thank you.